This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to the Ron Edwards Show. Informative interviews, stimulating conversations, controversy. Prepare yourself. Here's Ron Edwards.
Well, good day to you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your wonderful radio host, your radio refreshment. And welcome back to another edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And again, thanks for joining me today. We've got a really great show, a wonderful day in the neighborhood, a great week we've had in our country. Great to see all the presidential rallies that are happening. Things going very well for our president. And overall, things are going very well for our country, despite all the shenanigans of the left and all the destructive measures that they continue to try to pursue against our republic and we the people. But it does not matter. It does not matter, because we the people shall win, and America the beautiful shall continue to be great and get greater and greater and greater, no matter what the left continues to throw at us. And again, thanks for joining us. And you can join in the conversation at 844-790-8255. Oh, my gosh. Russia, Russia, Russia. Mother Russia, home of Mother Volga, the Volga River. So now, because Democrats are fully aware that most Americans are smart enough to reject their destructive socialist globalist positions on all of the major issues affecting our great republic, and that none of the candidates, Democrat that is, has the ability to defeat President Trump in a fair head-to-head political competition for the presidency. Now, they are relying, at least for now, on the stupid idea that Russian dictator Vladimir Putin, that's Vladimir Putin, wants Trump to be reelected and will be helping Trump to get reelected. My, my, my. Democrats have for so long taken for granted that we the people are just stupid dolts waiting with bated breath to accept their blatant lies and vote for them. But in reality, it is the Democrats who have become the stupid dolts they consider us to be. They have worshipped. And they have just continued to just, warped. That's the better way to put it. They have warped or morphed into the childhood fictional character, Peter. Remember Peter and the wolf? Peter would scream, "Hey, a wolf! The wolf is trying to eat me! Help, help! He's going to eat me up, gobble me away!" The folks would come, and they would see Peter, and Peter would laugh and say, "Oh, I was just joking," and they'd go away. After a while, Peter would holler again, "Help, help! The wolf is coming to wake me up! Oh, my God, save me!" They'd come again to see no wolf and Peter laughing. It happened again and again and again. So finally, one day, Peter said, "Help! The wolf is coming to gulp me down! Please save me!" But this time, no one came. And guess what happened? The wolf ate him up. They only found clothing left behind. And see, this is what's happening to the Democrats. They continue to lie after lie after lie on our president. They said we could find dirt in Russia, Russia, Russia. They said we could find dirt anywhere and everywhere on President Trump. We looked, and we found none. So now, we ignore their lies and laugh at them to scorn. And so the Democrats will continue to dwindle in importance and significance throughout our great land, the United States of America. And come this November, my friends, the Trumpster shall be reelected president of these United States. And the lying Democrats who are not smart enough to catch a break on their own, and they're not smart enough to stop lying. They will continue to lie and lie and lie, even better than old Persian rugs, to their own peril. However, they are too much of adult to understand this. And that is a good thing, because we do not need any more leftist socialist pigs trying to rule over us with their iron fists of destruction. As they continue to lie on this and that, hither and thine throughout the land, telling one lie after another. And these so-called Democrats, they lie to their own peril. And that is a good thing. And so, as I predict, as most people already know, President Trump will be re-elected. Well, the Trump administration is expected to allow more than 100,000 seasonal guest workers into the United States. Now, this I totally disagree with the Trump administration on. See, I'm not afraid to disagree with our president. We're not dolts here on the conservative side. If there's something we disagree with, we point it out. This year, an increase of 45,000 over the standard. That's part of the visa program. Now, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Department of Homeland Security, another department we should get rid of along with the Department of Education, will let in as many as 111,000 seasonal workers this summer. This would mark the highest level under President Donald Trump so far. Last year, an additional 30,000 guest workers above the threshold of 66,000 were allowed in the United States. Well, I think that is an asinine idea. I mean, you have people all over the world, sick, 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 coming from nations that have weird diseases and this, that, and the other, and they continue to want to flood this nation with these people. They don't check them all out. They let them come on in. They give them a green card, a visa, or whatever, and tell them to go to work. I think that we should utilize nonviolent prisoners, American prisoners, to work on these farms. I think days in the good old sunshine and a little work would actually help the prisoners in their effort to rehabilitate so that they can return to society as working individuals. I really believe that. Why not utilize nonviolent criminals? That's a good question. And if you don't agree with that, you can call me at 844-790-8255 and discuss it with me. And you can explain, you know, your wrong position on that, and I'll straighten you out on it. But anyway, you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience, and I'm sure you're enjoying this as I am. I'm Ron Edwards, and I'll be right back.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience, it doesn't get any better than that.
Sure doesn't. And you know that beautiful music right now that you're hearing, that is Kobe Bryant playing a sonata. The guy was a multifaceted and multi-talented individual. He spoke several languages. He played classical music. He collected to fine art and he's the kind of black guy that the leftists would not want around because he totally broke the mold and totally broke out of the stereotypical image of what the left wants or black men to be portrayed as. The guy was highly intelligent, was not a naturally strong athlete like, let's say, Michael Jordan, but he used his body to the best of his ability, and the rest was history. And, you know, we still miss the guy. He was a great ball player, and I respect what he was able to do. He turned his life around. He made a bad mistake several years ago, cheated on his wife like that, and then got falsely accused, in my opinion, of rape. But he turned it around, got his family back together, and things were going quite well. And like I said, I believe he was going to be doing some very good things, even politically. But none of that. I mean, who allows a helicopter to fly in those kind of conditions normally? You normally are not even allowed when cloud levels are that low in a mountainous area. It doesn't happen. But anyway, moving right along. You know, the Trump administration, I was talking about this before the break, and it really, it's very, very troubling to me that they want to allow in 111 seasonal guest workers from Central and South America. Now, these countries are filled with people that are that carry all kinds of weird diseases. They do. And then you have the coronavirus. And, you know, it's has an incubation period. See, they say that it's 14 days. Actually, it's more like 24. See, they don't tell you these things, do we? No, they don't tell us. But anyway, here to tell us a bunch of good stuff is our my special guest this week. His name is Bruce Fleury. He is author of the renowned book. It's called The Negro Project. And I'm happy to say that I also wrote the foreword to the book and was featured later on in towards the end of the book as well. Welcome, Bruce, to the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show. And welcome back. And thanks for stopping by today.
Well, thank you, Ron, and congratulations on the explosive growth of your program. Every time we talk, you're adding new stations. It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you so much for contributing to the book, as well as you know being one of the folks I interviewed as the as one of the heroes of the pro-life movement.
Thank you. Well, most of that growth is with the Edwards Notebook Commentary, but we were, you know, when I read through your book, to sum it up, it's basically a history lesson of the hell that Democrats have put Black Americans through, whether it's through the horrible testings and things of that nature, the brutal treatment, the Margaret Sanger aspect. I mean, you name it. Point in any direction, you've covered it, and it's horrendous. Now, let's jettison that to today. And you see, last night, in fact, I was looking, I couldn't tolerate much of it, but I saw on locally on Fox 2, these Negroes, they were on television.
Yeah.
Ah, just full of hatred towards President Trump, and just one of the two of them are pastors. I mean, it was just enough to gag a maggot. And And they're filled with hate. These guys, they say that people like Trump are filled with hatred. But when you listen to these people, and they were talking about getting Kwame Kilpatrick out, the former mayor of Detroit, that's thrown in jail for 28 years. Now, I think that was too much time for that crime. I do personally, because there are many people that have done much worse, even killed people that got less time than that. So. That's the one intelligent thing they said all night. But when they said, well, we hope Trump lets him out, then they turn around and say, one guy said, Horace Sheffield. He says, well, if he raised my dead father, if he raised my dad from the dead, I would thank him, but I still wouldn't vote for Trump. I mean, these people are so ensconced in their philosophy that they don't want good. I'll be straightforward with you, Bruce. They do not want good for themselves or the American people. What say you?
Well, you know, this it's not surprising that people like that are out there. The left is just infiltrated every aspect of our culture. You know, Dennis Prager said put it so well when he said everything the left touches it destroys, it poisons it and then ultimately destroys it. And you know they're attacking the most pro-life president that we've ever had. You know all the great things that he's done to promote the sanctity of innocent unborn life. And and what's he get for it? He gets vilification. They smear him. They slander him. They attack him and his family. They attack his son. They attack his supporters. And he's absolutely right when he says they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, meaning the 63, 65 million people that put this man into the Oval Office and all the great things that have been accomplished. I guess what's the old saying, no good deed ever goes unpunished?
Absolutely, Bruce, because and they are coming after we the people, because in every instance throughout history, the left went after the people, whether it's in Venezuela, on back, North Korea, China, every place in history where there is dictatorships, they always went after the masses and those that they could not convince to kiss their backsides and follow that evil philosophy. They exterminate them, they shot them, they raped them, they did whatever.
And lynched them and that type of thing.
And since they know this history, they know it just like you and I know it, and they would rather attack someone like Trump, who has actually done very good things for everyone in this republic, yet they hate the man. They themselves are part of that elite leftist cabal. They're on the lower levels, the lower rungs, but they are still in that cabal of thinking that they will be above the fray if the people, if the left elites go after the people. This is what it's all about. And these are the same people, by the way, that support Ilhan Omar and the Islamic infiltration of our country as well. So it's a double-edged sword here. Yeah. You've got the Islamist infiltration, and you have the leftist Democrats trying to destroy this country, and they want to meet together in the middle and wipe us out one way or another.
Yeah, and you look at how they've whitewashed the history of the Democrat Party. They've also done the same thing where the abortion issue is concerned. Where they're characterizing as killing a defenseless, unborn human being. They won't even acknowledge it's a human being. It's growing inside the mother's womb. They put all these generic terms to it, clump of cells, mass of protoplasm, non-viable tissue mass, and that sort of thing, when obviously anybody who has taken even basic biology in school can tell that that is a life growing inside a separate life with its own brain, its own functioning nervous system, its own genetic makeup, separate from the mother. And these people, the Alyssa Milanos, the Rose McGowans, all these rabid, hysterical people who, in Hollywood especially, who want to continue to expand abortion access, and they will not even acknowledge that that's a human being growing inside of the mother's womb, and even so, it's the best decision I ever made. We hear some of these people say, "Well, I'm sorry, but destroying an innocent life is a terrible decision. I don't care how the child has been conceived. Are we going to assign a value to that life because of the way it was conceived? Now, unfortunately, some of these children are conceived through violent means, but that doesn't mean that we kill the baby. You go after the rapist. You go after the person who commits incest against a family member. You punish them, Ron. You don't kill the baby. The baby has no say in how it's brought into this life."
Absolutely, Bruce.
Yeah.
And see, this is the thing. That's the crux of the matter right there. But see, that's what you're touching on is a moral issue. See, when you do have a nation and you have an education system, which has turned into an indoctrination system, and you don't have the backing of true moral teachings, which in turn, even these indoctrinated people go into the ministry, they go into medicine, they go into
education,
education, the whole science,
politics,
the whole thing. So you have these indoctrinated people in all of these fields, spheres of influence, and you wonder why the quality of all these spheres has continued to decline, whether it's from the pulpit, whether it's from the medicine room, whether it's from wherever. The decline in the quality because of the decline first of morality and the belief in God. And when you turn against those two things, everything else eventually goes down until you have a Venezuela. We're going to be right back. I'm Ron Edwards with my special guest, Bruce Fleury, author of the great book, The Negro Project. I'm Ron Edwards.
I understand some participants in the political arena believe that we Americans have short memories. But former President Barack Hussein Obama's recent attempt to blatantly insult our intelligence once again proves he, like most leftist elites, thinks the average American voter is an idiot. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, let's not forget it was Barack Hussein Ali Obama who on June 2nd, 2016, bashed candidate Trump proposals when he said,
when somebody says that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have?
So now that President Trump has, via negotiations, lower taxes and a 40% reduction of oppressive government regulations, not only have many manufacturing jobs returned, but the average income per household has increased by over $4,000 in just 3 years. So now Barack Hussein Ali Obama has tried to take credit for our improved economy that he thought would take a magic wand to accomplish, proving either he has a short memory or overestimates his own intelligence. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Hey, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience with Ron Edwards.
And we are back. Thanks for sticking around, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards Experience. I am your happy host, your radio refreshment, at 844-790-8255. And by the way, the Ron Edwards Experience emanates from our flagship station, the beautiful studios of KCKQ AM 1180 in beautiful Reno, Nevada. And also, you can hear this show in rebroadcast tonight, by the way, on WCET, that's FM 101.7, that's in lovely Columbia, South Carolina, and we're on other stations as well, and you can tune in there. Also, catch the Edwards Notebook, which is now heard on well over 200 stations. Very soon, probably by the middle of March, another 50 stations will be hearing the Edwards Notebook, or airing the Edwards Notebook, rather, and things continue to grow throughout this great republic. And we thank the people for that. We thank God for that, for all of our growth and happiness throughout this wonderful land. And thanks for the good folks at AmericaMatters.us, which carries us worldwide. And thanks for Chris Christian, our great engineer who keeps things running smoothly every week. Well, Bruce Fleury, man, I tell you, before we get back into some of the other subject matter, I want you to tell folks just a real synopsis of your book, give a minute or two, and why you wrote the thing. Wonderful book, by the way, and where they can get it.
Well, first of all, the complete title is The Negro Project, and it's subtitled Margaret Sanger's Diabolical, Duplicitous, Dangerous, and Disastrous and Deadly Plan for Black America. And the reason I wrote it is because I've just seen some frightening numbers coming out about the number of abortions that take place in this country, especially among the demographic group of Black Americans, Americans of color, and that type of thing. And it was just astounding that the number of abortions exceeds around 35% of the Black population, and this is women of childbearing age, not Black women in general, but the ones who are capable of bearing children. And I started looking into it about, I actually started writing the book in just after Thanksgiving of 2012, and it took about 3 years for the book to make its debut, considering it was self-published and that type of thing. The research is pretty much all mine, and what it is it's a general overview. It's a work of history, primarily. I love history. And you have to take the good with the bad, or the bad with the good. And in this case, this was very, very bad history, because the more I delved into it, and the woman herself behind this whole thing, Margaret Sanger, the more angrier I started to get. I can remember researching the book and also reading through some of the stuff, some of the quotes that she made, like birth control must ultimately lead to a cleaner race. Blacks and minorities are human weeds that need to be exterminated. She was an out-and-out racist, and she was also heavily involved in the eugenics movement, which was very, very prominent in this country as well as Great Britain.
Hey, Bruce,
and,
hold on.
At one time, yeah.
Hey, Bruce,
yeah.
Can you hold on? Tell us, sure. I want you to tell, because we don't want to run to the end of this segment. But I want you to tell folks where they can get the book, and then I got to move on.
Sure, no problem. Well, the book is available through various online sites such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million, that type of thing. You can also order it direct from the publisher by going to the Dorrance Publishing Company bookstore, Dorrance.com, that's Dorrance.com, and DorranceBookstore.com, I should say, and they'll fix you right up.
It's a wonderful book, and I agree. Read through it, and I said, wow, my professors could have learned a big deal. One thing real quick, though, when you hear people, whether it's Hugh Hewitt or whatever, kind of brush aside something like your book, considering the magnitude of the story, these people don't give a darn what happens to certain people. I that's just my deep heart belief, and they think, a lot of people think that that is not a very important story. And
well, it's extremely important.
A lot of people think, man, oh man, oh man. But I'm glad that you wrote the book, and we're sure we're going to get it out there. And because there's a lot of people out there amongst, as they would call it, flyover country, amongst the deplorables who do care about it.
Sure.
And Godspeed for what you did. Well, Stone. They said that Roger Stone, he's got about 3-plus years to be incarcerated. I don't think he should have been thrown in jail for anything. Hopefully he'll get a retrial. But, I mean, this is just another example of the left's abuse of our legal system. And then these same people, they turn around and say that the president and William Barr are abusing the legal system. Now, the only abuse that I think William Barr has conducted, in my opinion, is that he's not done enough. Not one person thrown against the wall and arrested yet. I think that there's something funny. McCabe, they knew that he lied at least 4 times. Why he didn't even get a slap on the wrist going out the door.
No, what's up with that? Look where he is now. He's a contributor on CNN. That should tell you all you need to know about these people. Now, Comey's out there running around selling his books, which nobody's buying. Clapper and Brennan, who lied to Congress repeatedly, nothing happened to them. Back during the Obama administration, Eric Holder lied so much he was held in criminal contempt of Congress. But did he spend a day in jail? I don't think so.
He lied so much they thought he was a rug. And he just, a rug that just couldn't get up, man.
It's really astounding, Ron, that we have now witnessed the implementation of a two-tier justice system. Do you think that if you or I would gone up to Congress and lied through our teeth that nothing would happen to us? You and I would be thrown in jail so fast, the key would be tossed away. Nobody would see or hear from us again. We wouldn't see the light of day.
Of course not. We're not in the elite class in their minds.
Of course not.
And so, therefore, they punish those they don't like. And actually exaggerate and lie upon those and make up punishments for those that they do not like. So this is really, really bad stuff. But, and that is why one of the major reasons why this president has to be reelected and why we have to clean house in the Congress.
Yeah.
And when we do get Republicans in there, we have to have Republicans that are willing to fight. The reason why we're in this position right now is because when the Republicans had the majority of the House, they did not fight. They bent over. No. They grabbed their ankles. You had Paul Ryan undermining, trying to undermine the situation. So it doesn't do any good if you have Republicans in there that are working against you. So Susan Collins. Now, Susan Collins, I really do respect, because at least whenever she does something, she actually gets on the air and she explains why. She says, I think this, and I can see the sincerity there. But the rest of them, like Mitt Romney is a totally different animal. And they want to throw him out. They want to toss his behind out. In Utah, and I hope they do. They've asked him to. Why don't you just leave the Republican Party? Because he's very dishonorable. He used his religion. He ran behind his religion and lied. Well, it's because of my moral standards based upon my religion. Mm. No, it's not. No, it's not.
No,
I'm sorry.
And you know, Ron, this man now has done what very few politicians have done. They've made embarrassments out of themselves in three separate states: Michigan, Massachusetts, and now Utah. You know?
Wherever he goes, it turns into instant embarrassment. Well, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for joining me on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. We're going to have you back because you've got a lot to say about the issues affecting our republic, and I want to thank you so much for joining us, folks.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's always a
Ron
pleasure.
Edwards, and we'll see you on the other side of this money-making break.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
It certainly doesn't, and welcome to this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience, and I thank you so much for joining me for this great time of information, fun, and enjoyment as we continue on this excursion of edutainment. And folks, speaking of, maybe it's more entertainment, you got Hillary Clinton. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. She never gives up, does she? Now, you know that she's actually Putin's puppet. However, she's turned around and said that Trump cannot win without Russia. Unbelievable. These people just don't quit. They continue to espouse these horrendous lies. Why? I don't know. Because it hasn't worked. They're like Peter Wolf. They're just going to be smashed by the weight of their own lies. But before we go any further, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Zechariah 2-5 family of warriors across this great nation. They get together every weekday morning. That's 9 a.m. Eastern. And they get together and they pray for this great nation. And it's hundreds of them, folks. And you can check them out anytime, 24 hours a day. You can check them out on comeministry.org. That's the website. And you can get the schedule. You can get other great things, great information about events coming up and all of that good stuff. And that's comeministry.org. And it's the Zechariah 2-5 family and great Americans from all walks of life praying for this republic. And history has proven that without prayer, they wouldn't have even won the Revolutionary War. We'll talk about that sometimes. We'll get into a lot of history. I love history. It's a never-ending story. But anyway, back to our current events here. I was looking at the story in Newsmax about Mrs. Clinton continuing to espouse the lie that Trump cannot win without Russia. I mean, what more can you say about that? Now, Trump is also talking about giving more aid to farmers if overseas purchases lag. You know the situation with China, the coronavirus. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You know, if you're not sitting down, sit down. If you're drinking, stop. If you're eating, stop. Pay close attention and let me finish. I think that indirectly, the coronavirus is a good thing. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, why would I say such a thing? People getting sick, people have died, this, that, and the other. That's true. Now, the coronavirus was developed, some people say, artificially or whatever. But it's here. But here's the thing. Ever since the door was opened to China in 1973, I have said that is one door that should not have ever been opened. They shouldn't have done it. They should not have fed that beast. They shouldn't. But in 73, I said they shouldn't feed that beast. They should leave it alone. They should leave those people on their bicycles and in their gray jackets. They were all running around, millions of bicycles in Peking. Remember those old pictures? And they should have left it there. They all had plenty of rice to eat. They believed in communism. That's what they chose, and we should have left it there. The United States was doing quite well. We were making most of our own stuff. We were a much percentage-wise, a much bigger exporter than we are now. Our cars were all over the world. You name it. We were number one. We were still number one in 1973 in steel production. We were number one in auto production. We were number one in the textile industries. We were number one everywhere. So, now, here we are today. Ford Motor Company is very tiny compared to what it used to be. General Motors used to be our largest corporation. It's way down the list. And against Toyota, it's very small. It's meager. It's smaller than Volkswagen. Volkswagen. And so on and so on. And when you have these entanglements that the founding fathers warned us about, they said, don't get so entangled with these people, especially those that have a philosophical base that is totally different than yours, because you will feed them, you will strengthen them, and they will work against you. So these founding fathers who prayed, yes, they did, and they were filled with godly wisdom, and their writings say these things. You can research behind me, and you will see George Washington and many others, Benjamin Rush, those two specifically come to mind. Thomas Jefferson is another one, and so on and so on. They said, don't do it. If you maintain this certain road, you will be an example to the world, and people can follow your example and prosper themselves. Japan, they said, when we spanked their behinds in the Second World War, they said, wait, what makes you all so great? Their major answer was our economics, our capitalism. And on the minor, they said, oh, and by the way, we're a Christian nation too. You know, they kind of threw that in there. And so those were the two answers they gave Japan. And so they took up, since we gave them, you know, the number one answer was economics, they ran with it. And there was a time when they thought that Japan was going to be the nation that overtakes us economically. And they faltered. They have kind of slowed their own economy down recently with huge sales tax increases and all that. And so, but it's ironic, in their country, despite their economic slowdown, their cities are gleaming, dreamy places to live, very clean, even though they're very crowded, more crowded than New York City, but they're cleaner than many small towns in America. It's because of a choice that they make. They have pride in their nation. They have pride in their homes. And see, that's something that is not taught to Americans. On the Christian side, we're taught, well, we're not supposed to care because we're going to fly away. You know, there's the flyaway doctrine. Oh, politics, that's dirty stuff. And it just goes on and on and on. Then you have the leftists who are out to destroy the country economically and politically. Take our guns away, kill us off, you know, make us sick, coronavirus, you know, all kinds of things that they do to our food. They poison the food and all of that. And so we, the people, really have to wake up and say, heck no, we can't, we're not going to deal with it. And there are ways that we can do this, and we can stop this stuff quickly. We can stop the schools from indoctrinating our children by not sending them to those centers. Because, you know, whenever you take your student out of school, guess what happens? That money, they don't get that money. And so if parents en masse were to take their children out of school for 21 days, 21 little days, guess what? There would be a change. And at the same time, you make changes, you make demands at the PTA meetings. I mean, and you go in there strong, in mass, as parents. Same thing in other arenas. Stop buying certain products. Don't give your money here, there, and everywhere. Stop looking and giving viewership numbers to entities that you know are evil, like the Grammys or whatever, CNN, whatever. No, we give too much time and effort and money to these entities that are turning around to destroy us. And so, my friends, we have to, you know, care more about ourselves, about our families, about our country. This is where we live. This is our home. And we have to act like it. One of the things I noticed when we were over in England, everywhere was clean. If you went to you're on the road traveling and you go to a gas station restroom, they were clean. The majority of them were very, very clean. They didn't have to worry about, oh boy, people are going to do this and that and the other. No. See, there's that pride. We're the greatest nation in the history of the world, but yet in so many instances, we're very sloven. Sloven in our political life, sloven in our religious life. Sloven in our economic life, in so many aspects, sloven as parents, sloven in what we allow to be put in the minds of our young people, and then you run around, you know, you wonder why they come home and act a certain way. I mean, you have sex education classes that are teaching little elementary school children to enact sexual acts in class and things of that nature, and they're conned and not going to their parents and say, hey, look at what, this is what we did at school today. They're mentally warping the minds of young people so that they won't accept a better morality when they are adults. That's why the Bible says, teach a child in the way that he should go so that when he is older, he will not depart. See, the better your child is, the better your nation is going to be. Think about it. When you get old, if you have to, God forbid, go to a nursing home or hospital, you don't want these indoctrinated fools coming and supposedly taking care of you, because now they're programming them to think like they do in the Netherlands. When you get old and sick, roll you down the hall and pump you full of morphine and let you die. So, my friends, we have to wake up as Americans and pray for our president, pray for our nation, pray for one another. Tell your family members you love them, and just keep on keeping on as great Americans that I know you are. And we will meet again on the next edition of the Ron Edwards Experience. I thank you so much for joining me. I see that my time is up. Thank you so much for your time. I'm Ron Edwards. Bye now.